It's a pleasure. It's an honor, a pleasure. It feels refreshing, Daniel. Iran to be back, Rav Gavriel to be back with the Chevra. It feels like it's been a while. It's definitely been a while since we were zeichet to the Leil Shishi. Since we've been zeichet to sit down together on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to have a Leil Shishi together. Maybe the long break, I'll take advantage of. Nobody will remember that we don't always sit and sing together the whole time. So if we sing songs, people will just feel that's a Leil Shishi after all. Maybe we'll take advantage of the break to add more niggun. But there's definitely a lot of thoughts. I had the schus gadol of being in Eretz Yisrael, of going with Rabbi Russ, of going to Eretz Yisrael, spending time with my son. Maishla said spending time with a lot of Bnei Yeshiva, and spending time seeing Yeshiva light and Yidden around Eretz Yisrael. And I want to share a verse about our people. I want to share something about our people. I want to say a verse from the Oyev Yisrael. The Oyev Yisrael was the Apdarav. The Oyev Yisrael, his name is Avram Yeshua. He was one of the great Talmidim of the Noam Elimelech. His Rebbe was the Noam Elimelech of Lezhinsk. And the Oyev Yisrael, you could guess, he was called the Oyev Yisrael. Of course, his Sefer's name was the Oyev Yisrael. But he was a lover of Yidden. He obviously had a tremendous, tremendous ava for Yidden. In yeshiva, we feel like a very special kesher. Our community, our yeshiva, feels a certain kesher to the Oyev Yisrael. We was zeicha, somebody impacted our yeshiva for years. Somebody, Avrami Gartenhaus. Now, Avrami Gartenhaus, his name is Avram Yeshua, and he's named after his elder Zayde the Kapichnitz Rebbe, who was a tremendous lover of Yidden. The Kapichnitz Rebbe, Rev Aaron Cutler, called him the Gadol Adar in Chesed. My Rebbe said, if Aaron said on the Kapichnitz that he was the biggest in the generation in Chesed and kindness to Yidden. And of course, the Kapichna was named after his elder, the Zayda, the Oyev Yisrael, the Abderav. So we feel, we saw somebody, Avrami Gartenhaus, as somebody whose Hanhaga of Chesed is like, we're zeicher to be in a community of kindness that stands on Avas Yisrael. We're zeicher to be involved with the yeshiva that stands on appreciating Arvus and Avas Yisrael. And he stood out in the world of Avas Yisrael. Avrami Gartenhaus stands out, this younger man. He's moved to Baltimore, but his impact is very much still felt. Somebody who's a lover of Yidden, he was named for the Kapichnitz Rebbe, Avram Yeshua, who's named for the Abder Rav. And coming back from travels, meeting Yidden all over, I want to share this verse from the Abder Rav, from the Avas Yisrael, on Parashas Ve'era. I think you'll be able to tell who said this verse. I think if I didn't quote the Avas Yisrael, you would have attributed it to somebody from that Beis Medrash. On right before he was Nifter, he commanded his children to write on a siyah in two words. He said, you could say two words about me. He had Avas Yisrael, Oyev Yisrael. He told his children they could write Oyev Yisrael. He was a lover of Yidden, and he told his kids they could write that on a siyah. So in a dying moment, that was an honest, that was something he said about himself. He promised that he won't rest in Shemayim till he advocates for Yidden, that he'll go right in Shemayim and he'll work tremendously hard being a melech for Yidden, protecting and timing for Yidden. That's what he promised before he was Nifter. And he told his Einikloch, that he told his children they could write on his siyim, a lover of Jews, a lover of Yidden. So the Oyev Yisrael said pshat, he said nifla. He said that, Vayomer Hashem u'Moshe el Aaron lemer. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, saying, Ki yedaber aleichem paroi lemer. When Paroi says to you, Tulunanu moifes, give us some sign. Give us a sign. The question is, what's Paroi asking for? So simple pshat, as Moshe and Aaron come, they say, we're shluchei Hashem. We're messengers of God saying to free the Yidden. And Parah is going to say, Tluna nu maifes, bring the raya, prove it. Prove who you are. But the Abderav, the Ayav Yisrael, said different, Daniel. He said, Tnula nu maifes means mechatesi. Bring a proof means you're coming to free the Yidden. You're saying that Hashem loves Yidden. Tnula nu maifes means mechatesi. Prove it. The Yidden aren't bad madregas. There are memtes sharei tumu. And the Tnula nu maifes, the asked for a sign, was he was saying, Parah mechatesi. The Rabbi Hashem is going to redeem the Yidden. They're struggling. They're not in a good place. Show me what you're talking about, that this is the nation Hashem's going to bring close. They seem so white. You're saying, Hashem's saying, a message from Hashem. These are my people. Who are you messing with? B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Mechatesi. I see the Yidden, and he said, Taina's on the Yidden. Mechatesi. That's what Parah was asking. To which Hashem told Moshe, "V'amart el Aaron, tell Aaron." Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kach es matcha, take your matta." Already the Rishayim, the Ibn Ezra already says it's not referring to any stick; it's the matta elikim, the holy staff of Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Kach es matcha, he doesn't take any stick. The matta elikim, the holy matta, and put it v'hashlech lufnei Parah yelasanin. Throw it in front of Parah, it will become a snake. Says the Ayyav Yisrael, it's a matei elikim, it's a very halakhic stick, and it's a holy stick. But lifnei Parah, in front of Parah, it becomes a snake. When it's in Parah's power, so it's altered and becomes not what it is. It's a matei elikim. But when it's in Parah's hand, it becomes a sanin. And then, of course, when he takes it back into his hands, and of course, when he takes back, it's chayzer and it becomes a matter. Says the Ayyav Yisrael, what Moshe and Aaron are told by Hashem to say, Parah, is Klal Yisrael is gorgeous. They're beautiful people. Lifnei Parah, their ashpois, their impacts, their difficulty, so it covers up their essential goodness. He put the stick to you, it looks like a snake, a lowly snake, but it's matei elokim. Lifnei Parah, that's what it's going to look like. But when it comes back to the hands of Moshe and Aaron, a vad that's precious, it's a matei elokim when it's back in the hands of Moshe and Aaron. And says the Ayyav Yisrael, this is the message about Yidden, that Yidden can forget, could be under difficult circumstances. But don't write off a Yid, don't reject the Yid, bring the Yid back. And the Yid's under, by Moshe and Aaron, all of a sudden the Yid goes back, matei elokim is precious and powerful and wonderful. And that's the message, of course, it's what Moshe and Aaron were told by Hashem to say to Parah, but it's what Hashem wants us to read, what Moshe and Aaron told Parah, is the goodness of a Yid, the preciousness of a Yid. Very dangerous. Don't push away Yidden. Don't write off any Yidden. Chalila v'chas. Chalila v'chas. Parah looks at Yidden and says, Mechatesi, and writes off Yidden. And avada, what has to be, is, and what we're taught in these parashas, is the preciousness of a Yid. A Yid has to have the access. We have to give access. And we're zeichet to tzaddikim, to Moshe and Aaron's. We're zeichet in every dar to tzaddikim, that don't eliminate Yidden, don't write off Yidden, don't push away Yidden. Chas v'shon. That's what Parah does. Parah says, Mechatesi, Tnulach and Maifah says to Moshe and Aaron, bring a rai, Mechatesi. Do you see these? Beseda, you're tzaddik, Mechatesi them. You leave Mitzrayim, Mechatesi them. And the answer is that when the Yidden have access to the Moshe and Aaron, the Biyad Moshe and Aaron, they immediately go back to sincerity, to service of Hashem. So then the task is to access Moshe and Aaron, to access the Chachamim, to access Torah, to all of Klal Yisrael, not Chas V'Shalom, to push away Yidden. We've experienced in this Tkufa, we're experiencing Yidden coming back. We're experiencing Yidden standing up, remembering their Yidden, returning, remember what it means to be a Yid. We're seeing it everywhere in very, very stark ways. We're seeing what Yidden always were, not just what we are, but what we always were. We're witnessing back in beautiful ways, and we all have to keep going that way, seeing Yidden in such a light, understanding, and not chas v'sholem writing off and negating Yidden, chas v'sholem. The hepech in a strong way, bringing Yidden in, seeing ourselves in that precious way. And of course, there are times that we're disconnected. We're not by Moshenar. We're lifnei parei tziyel lesanin. It could look like a snake sometimes in front of parei. But we have to see what it really is. But don't lose sight of what it really is. And the avoid is not to lose sight of what it really is, and to understand that, to always understand this. The Torah is not a history of what was, it's the mitzvah of what is. And if the Torah taught us these lessons, and the Oyed Yisrael had the eyes to see that in the Torah and share that Torah with Klal Yisrael, to share with us the goodness that is a Yid, the beauty that's a Yid, let him be lifnei Moshe v'Aaron. Bring him to a place, lifnei Moshe v'Aaron, let him be in our shuls, let him be in our yeshivas, let him be welcomed into Klal Yisrael, and you'll certainly see that back in the hands of Moshe and Aaron, that which looked like a snake, lifnei parai, goes back to its real form, the matei elikim, that which is loyal, that which is capable of massive loyalty to Hashem, that's actually built for loyalty to Hashem, that's the essence of a year. Don't lose focus. Golus can make us. It has the dangers. Mitzrayim has one of the dangers of Mitzrayim. One of the dangers of Golus is we ourselves could look at Yid in a certain way and chas v'shalom write off Yid. And then it happens sometimes. Sometimes we fall prey in Golus. We sound like Paroi. We say, Tnu lachem oifes. We say, these Yidden, those Yidden. Chas v'shalom, we have to be mechazik. We have been privy to these lessons of the tzaddikim like the Oyed Yisrael, who taught us in the Torah, who saw in the Torah. This was a tzaddik who learned Torah. This is what he saw in our Torah. Somebody said, I don't see that in the Torah. So he had enayim to see in the Torah what's happening here. And he saw Paraya saying, B'sei the Mashiach, so you're tzaddikim, but Klal Yisrael mechatesi. And Moshe and Aaron taught, and were taught by Hashem, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, to see it, to know it, and they were the ones who through them came the Geula Mitzrayim, because they knew who we were. Lifnei Parah, we might look like one thing, it's not who we are. And they had the zchus of bringing us to Madregas. So all of us really in the days that we're living in, and we're seeing a tremendous chizuk in what it means to be a Yid, both in terms of more Achdus Yisrael, and both in terms of a greater commitment to being a Yid, to all that entails being a Yid. So I wanted to share this Oyev Yisrael. I wanted to share one vart, one idea that I was zeicha siyata d'shmaya in Eretz Yisrael. I was zeicha to this thought that I want to share with my friends. We're all asking, and we're in the middle of learning, so what does it mean to be a Yid? And we're asking ourselves, so what does it mean to be a Yid? We're studying a sugya. There's svarim to learn, and we have to think, look inside ourselves, see others. The whole world is saying wherever we go, Yid, 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 we're a Yid. So then we have to ask, what does it mean to be a Yid? And I wanted to say from last week's Parsha Shemais, that Yocheved and Miriam tell Paray. Paray tells Yocheved and Miriam to kill, that they are the midwives, the chayos, and he says in childbirth, I want you to eliminate the boys. Habas t'chayun, the girls you can cause to live, but the boys eliminate. After all, you're the midwives. You could easily, it won't even be noticed perhaps, it will be easier, just don't cause them to have life and cause the sons to die. And of course, Yocheved and Miriam keep the Jewish children alive. And they say to Paray, when Paray calls them out, You didn't listen, you betrayed me. They say on the Yidden, Chayoy Sena. Rashi's first pshat, the Havamina, the Gemara. Rashi says, Chayoy Sena means Yidden are midwives. They don't need midwives. So you can't ask me to kill them by the time I come. The children are long born. Paroi later on, and he doesn't need them to kill Yiddish boys. Later on, he says, okay, the midwives, they don't use midwives. So he says to all of Mitzrayim to throw in the Nile the Yiddish boys. But when he wanted the midwives, is he had a plan to kill them in childbirth. And Yocheved and Miriam say, Chayoy Sena. Yiddish ladies don't need midwives. They give birth without us. Now, of course, the Torah doesn't record shtus. And Paroi doesn't believe shtus. What is this about us? They said a truth to Paroi. That Paroi, listen, he said, Taki, you have a point. What is that taina? Yidden don't need midwives. Mechatesi, what is it about us? There has to be a truth. The Torah records and doesn't say some silly taina. Paroi wouldn't accept it and it wouldn't be in the Torah. It's saying a mitzius. That Yocheved and Miriam pointed something out about our nation. We're chayos. We're midwives. Midwives. We are midwives. The Benayis Yisrael, it says the ladies are midwives. I want to say it's either saying something about the Neshe Yisrael, the Yiddish fighter, or it's something about Am Yisrael that makes our wives chayos. It might be something in us, I suspect. What's relevant here is the Jewish Nashim don't call midwives because they are midwives. They don't need midwives. What type of zog? What is that about Klal Yisrael that they're chayos?
The mothers themselves.
Yeah, they're their own midwives. They don't need midwives. Each one, the lady who has a child herself is a chayos. She's a midwife. She doesn't call up a midwife. Paroi had a plan that the midwives, that Yocheved and Miriam, who were midwives, when you're called for childbirth, so you'll kill the boys. And they said, they don't call us for childbirth. Chayos, every single lady is her own midwife. They don't need midwives.
That doesn't make sense.
What would be so strange? This whole nation doesn't need it. So I want to say the secret of a midwife. The secret of a midwife is this tremendous pain, Sar Leda. In giving birth to a child, there's tremendous pain in a Leda. And the secret of a midwife is to turn that pain into a labor, to understand. And there's even methods, in Kan Makom Laharich, but there's methods within labor of taking the pain and utilizing it to have a child. That's the secret of the midwives. And Paroi was saying about the Yidden, and it's the Emunah of a Yid. Other nations, when their difficulties, so they're cursing Klapei Hashem. Other nations, when their difficulty, their emunah is rocked. The Yid who senses, who has a kirbus Hashem, who has faith in Hashem, the difficulty understands there's a leida going on. The psukim even speak about Klal Yisrael as a truth of Klal Yisrael. Kasher yanu say, the more pain can yirbe, we become larger and bigger and stronger. We're a nation whose response to challenges is the awareness. We're a nation of chayos, we're midwives. We get the secret of the midwives that pain is actually producing and creating the child. Hashem is working with us. We don't always understand where He's bringing us, but we're chayos. We absorb the kindness of Hashem. We're the kravim of Hashem, who just get it, that difficulty, Hashem's working with me. We have that emunah, that faith, that Hashem is working with us in difficulty. It translates, of course, to not needing chayos. And Paroi knew it was true about our people. They are our people. But we respond different to pain. Anybody would look at Klal Yisrael now would call us chayos, midwives. There's not a nation in the world, I believe, that would respond to pain. There's chesed, there's tshuva, there's a tremendous ischazkos. It's not the normal way of responding to difficulty. More tehillim, more chesed, more avodah, more Torah, more unity. We respond differently. People respond to kas, with anger, with all different types of other things are given birth to. But Klal Yisrael chaps, if Hashem put us through something, He's working with us. And that's the secret of midwives. And as such, they said to Pari, they're Chayesena, you know about this nation that they respond to adversity different. You can say it about us. So they know the secret of the midwife. They can take the same pain that the midwife has to coach to absorb the pain to help to produce the child. They know the secrets of labor. There are people who take the pain and utilize it to produce the child, to grow, to develop. They understand Hashem's working. They're chayos. That's the property of our people. I say to us in our we're watching Am Yisrael in such a way, respond with an emuna that Hashem is working with us. They're difficult, they're confusing times, there's so much doubt, it's hard to see what the end, where it's going. We don't know, we don't always understand, but we know this oimek, we know that Hashem is working with us. And the difficulty is vayter Hashem bringing out chesed. Chayosena. So I wanted to share that aspect of Klal Yisrael, reporting what we're seeing in Klal Yisrael everywhere. We see it in our own shtuk, we see everywhere people saying more tillim, being mechazik, more avas Yisrael, standing up, a midah of Klal Yisrael, a chayosena, that we're people, when there's difficulty, we have that faith. I'd like to sing together a prayer, to start this Lel Shishi, pray a little for our people. I have some Ashla Kaddish I want to share yet. Let's, the Chevres together, I was zeichet to see a little bit of Klal Yisrael. Let's pray again. Let's attach ourselves to Klal Yisrael, both in our city and B'chol Mekayim Shehem. Let's attach. They're not called, because what he had asked them, he did not, he did not ask Yocheved and Miriam to kill Jewish boys. He didn't have such a thought that they were going around shooting. It would be weird. He said, in childbirth, you don't have to do much to kill the child. The child's vulnerable. Could be you won't even suction, you won't do this, you won't do that. Now, if they're not called at childbirth, so then the plan is done. They're not at childbirth. Klal Yisrael don't need, they're chayesena. They don't call the professionals. Every other Ummah calls Miriam Yocheved and Miriam. So part of the great plan, the Yidden don't call us at childbirth. They don't need us. We know the secrets of Leda, that pain, and teach people how to have a child. They don't call us. That's Amistik Pshat. That's Pash Pshat. That's why Parai, there's no plan to kill the Mishas, the Leda. But the question is what they're telling Parai. This nation, Archayas, like what? There's some MS they're saying, otherwise it's them. And they told Parai a deep truth about our people that Parai recognized as the truth. There was a deep truth. They're Chayas, they know the secrets of Leda. The pain of the tsar, there's something good coming. They're a different kind of people. And the psukim had said this about our people, and Parai saw this about our people. And when they said it to him, he shrugged. He said, you're right, I need a new plan. They don't need chayes, this nation. That's now to tell them, why don't you just murder? That wasn't a good idea for Yocheved and for Yocheved. He says to Mitzrayim, it's okay. So that plan's off now. Call up. Now he had a different plan. That's Chaim, if you and Shlomo look up at the Chevra, if you could play the Chevra your song, I think they would like that. Oh yeah. All songs are appropriate now, but the specific song of Gula, songs that relate to Gula, of Neisa, building Yerushalayim, building, bringing us to Gula, is very relevant to these parashiyos HaTorah of Gula, and to the matzav that certainly needs Gula. We were Zaych in this space Medrash on Shmini Atzeres. Well, we were middle of Yantiv, and we had Shmini Atzeres in the back table, a group of us, many of the Chevra here. We learned together. It was a Svasemes that quoted on the back table. I was with my kids, some of the Chevra was here, and we learned Kapitel Kuf Beis and Tilim, Tfila La'ani Ki Yatev. The prayer of Klal Yisrael, the prayer of the Ani. The Zayar in Parshas Vayeshlach, on the plane, I was reading some, I was mamish learning one sefer, and he quotes a Zayar on that kapitel tilim, the Tefillah L'Ani. We were studying that Tefillah La'ani is the prayer of the one who has no other option but Hashem. I have met many intelligent people. I have not heard one intelligent Eitzah, what's going to end and what's going on. What's the answer? I have not heard one. Not one. And I've asked people, could be somebody here. I haven't heard an intelligent plan, what's going to save us. What's the end? We're going to do what? An army, this, who, getting, every person they get rid of creates more terrorists, pashtus. More people are mad, angry. No, it's overwhelming to think about what the AIDS is. And it's barer, the only AIDS is Tefillah to Hashem. It's barer. We have to daven, that's Tefillah La'ani. Ani is the one whose only AIDS is God. He's ran out of other options. Kiyatayf is interesting. We were studying Kiyatayf on Shmini Atzeres because the Sfasema speaks about the Arava as the Tefillah La'ani, and it says in that capital that Hashem should listen to the Tefillah Ha'arar, which the Radak says means the Arava. And the Arava says, all I have is Hashem. That's the Arava. There's no Torah, no Maisim Taimin, nor has Hashem. And the Sfasema speaks about the capital Tefillah La'ani, and we were learning Tefillah La'ani. The Kiyatayf Pashup Shat, to be Ma'utif, is to be faint. Rishonim say, and the Ani is like staggered, and he says, Hashem, I need you. We saw the Sfasema says that Kiyatayf means that you discover you're enwrapped in prayer, it's just part of you. You're deeply attached to prayer. I literally felt on a plane, I told my friends that I was praying, I was sitting next to a Daniel on a flight in America, a guy, I was praying and he was on his smartphone. I promise you, it didn't feel chitzayinistic. Didn't feel with the same guy. We both were Daniel. This Daniel's praying and he's on his smartphone. I promise it felt like I'm a davener. We've discovered prayers. We've discovered we're praying as a nation. We're saying after prayer, more prayers. Tell him we've discovered prayer and we won't let go of prayer. Good times will come, but we're daveners. Be'ezer Hashem. We've discovered we're daveners. Tefillah La'ani, the Ani who turns out and prays Kiyatayf, who's been ma'utif, who's been enwrapped by prayer. He feels so comforted in prayer. He feels so secure. He feels so attached to prayer. And Tefillah La'ani speaks about the prayer of the poor man. On the plane to Eretz Yisrael, I found a Zayir in Vayishlach who says that there are three types of prayers. There's Tefillah La'Moshe, there's Tefillah LeDavid and Tefillah La'ani. The Pashtus, the Tefillah LeMoshe is the prayer of the Adam Gadol. Everybody knows when there's a matzav of tzar, a yid goes to an Adam Gadol. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. There's a chayla, it's a din in the Gemara. There's a sick person in the house, you go to a tzaddik. It's Dvarim Pshutim. You run to a tzaddik, it's Dvarim Pshutim. So that's the Tefillah LeMoshe, the Tefillah of the Tzaddik, the massive prayer of the Tzaddik. The Tefillah LeDavid is the Tzibur. David HaMelech's Levavoi Levav HaAm is Tefillah Shel HaTzibur. David HaMelech's Lev is Kailol Kol Klal Yisrael's Tefillah LeDavid is Tefillah B'Tzibur. Two potent powers of prayer. The power of the Tzaddik and the power of the Tzibur. Says the Zayar, the strongest power in the world is Tefillah La'ani. Much more power, he says more powerful than the Tefillah of the Tzaddik. More powerful than Tefillah B'Tzibur is Tefillah La'ani. The power of one who says, all we have is Hashem. I don't know anything else. Not he's davening, this should work, that should work. All I have, Hashem, Tefillah La'ani. We were zaych in this space, Shmini Atzeres. We learned capital right in the back of the base. Then Simchas Torah happened, and that's been the Atasakim Terachim Tzirin's in that beautiful capital. The capital tefillin that speaks about Am Nivra, the beautiful created nation, Yahalol Ka, beautiful capital tefillin. I've been trying to hold on to that capital on Simchas Torah. We said capital Kuf Beis, and since then that's been an important capital. I had a lot of appreciation at Rav Shaul Alter. I saw in one of his weekly ksavim, he says the main capital tefillin for Klal Yisrael now is Kuf Beis, is Tefillah La'ani. That the Klal Yisrael turning to Hashem. We had a siyata d'shmaya in this space medrash on the back table, right where the mayor is, that we studied together, tefillah l'ani. So I want to say to the chevron, this tefillah l'ani, this prayer of our nation, al taster panachem, our prayer to Hashem, not to have hester panim, not to hide from us, that it should, that which is clear should be begalui, the chesed, the fact that Hashem's close, us should all be begalui, al taster panachem. So let's sing Tefillah L'Ani. Chaim, if you could start us.
Yoni kiyata velefne Hashem yishbar tzicha Hashem yishbar tzichoy nachamo hay tefila liyani kiyatoy velefnei Hashem yishbar tzichoy tefila liyani kiyatoy
Yeah.
Says in the parasha describes after it introduces Moshe and Aaron. So the Torah Kedoshah tells us the yichus of Moshe and Aaron. It doesn't just tell us the lineage of Shevet Levi, Rashi, the Ramban. There's a lot of Torah here, but Hashem tells us Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Beautiful, like Kavod. It doesn't want to skip Reuven and Shimon. It doesn't go through all the Shvatim Hashem. He's telling us Moshe and Aaron how they come from Shevet Levi. But it doesn't want, they're not the first Shevet Levi. So it starts with Reuven and Shimon. So it says, but the way the Torah says it is B'nei Reuven B'char Yisrael, the sons of Reuven, the B'char Yisrael. It calls them the B'char Lufi the Ramban, because the whole reason it said the lineage of Reuven is to tell us he was the B'char. So B'nei Reuven, the B'char Yisrael, Chanoich, Palu, Chetz, and Karmi. B'nei Shemayn, Yemuel, Yamin, Ayad, Yavin, V'tzaychar, V'shol. So it should follow, it said B'nei Reuven, B'nei Shemayn, should say B'nai Levi. It doesn't do that. It says Ve'ela Shmais B'nai Levi. And these are the children of B'nai Levi. It veers from how Hashem was telling us B'nai Reuven, B'nai Shimon. So it should say B'nai Levi. It doesn't say B'nai Levi. It says Ve'ela Shmais B'nai Levi. So are the children of Levi. Says the Shla Kadosh, Hashem is pointing us to the names of B'nai Levi. Hashem wanted us to know the names of B'nai Levi. And of course, the names, specifically the names. By Reuven and Shimon, it says who the children are. The Hadgasha is not the names. It doesn't say the names. It says B'nai Reuven, it says the children. B'nai Shimon. By Levi, it says Eilas Shmois B'nai Levi. Pay attention to the names of B'nai Levi. Says the Shla Kadosh, all of Levi's children are named after the Golus. Gershon, we were Gerim in a foreign land. Kahas, their teeth, some people at night grind their teeth and they need to wear something that their teeth don't grind out. They wear like a special thing at night. Cusses, their teeth were grinded out from the tzar. Merari is the bitter. All the children of Levi were named after the tzar of the Golus. And the Shla Kadosh says what's happening is Levi was exempt from Lake Shevet Levi. Yosef HaTzadik had worked out. We're not part of the Shibud. They were not sitting and laboring, and they weren't part of the difficult Gzeirah. But they had this midah of Naisei Ba'ol M'chaveri, says the Shla Kadosh. They cared and felt, and they were with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And as such, they named all their children, their names, their essence. The name means they were busy worrying for Klal. This was a midah of Shevet Levi. They were Naisei Ba'ol M'chaveri. It was the midah. Of course, Moshe comes from such a Shevet, Vayar B'Sivloisam. Nasan Ein Avali B'Elias Meitzraleim. This was the essence of Shevet Levi, says the Shla Kadosh, that they were busy caring and being Naisei Ba'ol for the Tzar of the next Yid. I like all Vartim about Shevet Levi for some reason, but I want to say to the Chevra that we're in a matzav, we're part of an Ummah, we're part of a people, and we can't get tired. The Klal Yisrael is in a matzav, and b'chesed Hashem, we're zeich, us and our mishpachas feel a safeness, we certainly feel that way, but being nice b'olam chaveri with yidden in dangerous predicaments, to be that mid of Shevet Levi is a lesson to all of Klal Yisrael. There's some shvatim in a difficult matzah and others who are not, but they feel it. They're still part of it. Their children, Eila Shmais B'nai Levi, says the Shla Kadosh, his Levi was part and with it and feeling and involved. They were very, very much attached to Am Yisrael. this lesson and midah of Shevet Levi, when so many Yidden are going through difficulty, that we're there, that we're part of things, that we're being mispalel and we're connected to what's happening, that we're not distant. It's part of our mishpachas. We're davening as mishpachas. Of course, not making things. The goal is not to bring our mishpachas sadness. That's far from the goal and anywhere in Klal Yisrael. The simcha and with the pride and proudness of being a Yid, but nonetheless, sushteling with tefillah, with maisim taivim, with talking good about Klal Yisrael, sushteling. That was the midah that Shevet Levi showed us all throughout difficult times. That it might be some members of Klal Yisrael going through, but others sushtel. The Gemara in Gittin describes that on Har Har, there was a place that went through a terrible churban. And the Gemara says the reason they went through such a churban, the Gemara in Gittin says, is because when other Yidden was suffering, they were ignoring. They were detached from Klal Yisrael. I don't even know if it's even an einesh as much as a metzius, as a protection to Am Yisrael, as much as one attaches to Klal Yisrael. Levi showed us that even their ummah, they didn't say, oh, we're safe and good, Gishmak. They didn't behave like Harar. They attached them apart. There's something going on in our people we tzushtel to. So this nekuda that we're davening, avada v'simcha and avada with the chiyus, we're not looking to make our homes in any which way sad place, chas v'shom. We're actually being increasing avas Yisrael, speaking about Yidden, praying for Yidden, giving chizuk. Maybe in the house, I like saying sipurei tzadikim. Maybe this week we should just say sipur, just talk good about Yidden, just speak good about our ummah. Say we have to look up ma'isim about Yidden. I wanted to tell the chevra that was zayich in a week. The yeshiva katana is going to make a dinner. And certainly we're all mechazik, the yeshiva katana. They teach our children. But I want to say specifically, they're honoring Rabbi Yechiel Shom. It's one of the chaburim here. And I want to say that it's like weird for somebody not to go to the dinner, for sure. Always. But they're honoring Rabbi Yechiel, the Akar Satoiv, to somebody, these midas of celebrating every yid. My son, when he was in first grade, late in the year, like he missed a day, wasn't feeling. We asked him, like, oh, you saw a day off. He said, I want to be Rabbi Shon. He told us, I want to be late in the year. Wasn't like the initial excitement. I'm saying ernst. And what the kids feel, every kid, is there's a Rebbe who's mechabed them. Real covered, not kids see through it. I'm not talking about, oh, nice boys. No, no, no. Looks like I've watched them talk to get to people, to Yidden, a tremendous Abbas Yisrael, a respect for Yidden that's awesome. Where Zeiche is one of the Chabura here, but then we have to be Mishtatif. Any yeshiva he's part of, we should support Kefiya Cholten as much as we can to be there, to be Mishtatif with Rabbi Yechiel. This is that a yeshiva is honoring him is an honor to us all. It's Pashur Kavod, somebody who for years. So yes, mechabed people, and kids see it, kids know it. Kids know it, youngsters, every kid in the class. It's easy as a Rebbe to have a few stars, because in every grade there are a couple of guys who are the best guys in the grade. I'm talking about through and through. Look, every kid feels like $1 million, because it's true. Not a pretend. No, kids don't fall for pretend. It's mechabed. Mechabed, each one is respected and celebrating. Is celebrated, and there's a Torah that he's able to teach to the youngsters that they want to absorb. It's one of those Rebbeim will be with everybody for life. We're Zaycha, that what he gives them will stay for life. We're Zaycha Nar Chabur Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron gives tremendous koichas, Rav Aaron Beller, to the yeshiva Tana. Any yeshiva that has such a person putting in, I'm a big believer. This Dvarim Pshutim. In the world of Hasidus, this is like Pashut. A human being impacts everything. Your wife cooks food, she cooks it with Ava, the food has massive koichas. It's Pashut like that. Person puts things into physical items. If somebody doesn't believe me, a Yid doesn't have, speaks Lashon Hara, his house gets Saras. It's Pashut. It's real things. A person could be cynical, but he speaks Lashon Hara, his house gets Saras. The impact on the physical items, this is not Hasidish Torah, it's just Torah. That the rocks say, Alaya Niach Tzadik Reishai. The rocks want Yaakov's head to be on them. A person impacts physical things, Nair. It's Dvarim Pshutim. It's the Varim Shutim. We'll learn the Baba Kam and Yeshiva. The Satna Rebbe said a pshat and a rush. L'chayr is just right. The rush says in Baba Kam, it says not to take change. It says not to take change min amuchsin. Illicit tax collectors, ganavim. I'm not talking about real taxes. Ganavim would take money from people and call tax, but they would steal from, they would rob from people. So he says, the Gemara says, don't take change. You want to change a $20 bill, you want a few small bills, don't take from that pot. Now, if you hold, there's no yiyush bailim, so you stop again. Says the Rush, even l'fir Reb Shimon, that there's yiyush bailim and shina rishos. So it's yours. La'alacha, it's mutter. Says the Rush, it's a davar meguna. He doesn't explain, he says it's disgusting. A Russian Baba Kama, Unzer Masechta, he says it's meguna, it's disgusting. What's pshat? Says the Satan Rebbe, l'chari amistik pshat. What does it mean it's meguna? It means that the Rush has been mashpi on the gelt. It's trey for gelt. Pashu pshat. The money is kosher, it's yours, l'chatchila, says the Rush, but it's disgusting. Good tzachim won't come from that money. The Rush puts bad things on that money. It's pashu. It's tvarim pshutim. I like in Yeshiva Friday, Leil Shabbos, we give out the rolls to the Bachar. I want every guy to get a roll. I want a Rebbe to hand a roll to a child, to a Bachar. I want him to hand him a roll. There's tremendous things. We put in things that there's Ava, the roll, then a Bachar eats the roll. He becomes firmer. It's, of course. There's something put in this Dvarim Pshutim Ad L'moid. Avram Avinu's home served the guests. Avram and Sarah made food. Of course, people got closer to Hashem just from eating the food of Avram and Sarah. Dvarim Pshutim Ad L'moid. A person's mashpi on the physical things. Reb Chaim Brim would speak about the food of Eretz Yisrael. Would speak about the food of Trumas and Maisers. He said there's tremendous things in the food. A mitzvah was done with his food. Every, you know, what do we call bread, Rabbi Say? Challah. You ever wondered, Maish Avi, you ever wondered, a Pli Atzuma, Minag Yisrael is holy, Maishla. What do you call it? Challah. Challah is what we're not eating. Reb Joshua, what do you call it? Challah. You don't eat challah, Chas V'Shalom. Challah is what you're not eating. You took off challah. That's what they call the bread, challah. Challah is what you take off. It's usher to eat challah, Johnny. We call it challah because a mitzvah was done with this bread. The whole bread's halak. So the Gan says, ach, it's halak. Of course it's mashpia. A mitzvah was done. Challah was taken off. We call the whole thing challah. The whole, it's delicious. The verse is an emistika thing. What do we call it? Challah. It's not challah. We should say, can you pass some not challah? You ever wondered that, Yaakov? Here's the time. What are you calling it challah for? Pass the not challah. Right, it's called Chal al Shem the Mitzvah. That was done. Now, what are we calling this? Al Shem this was done. Because mash be on this. If I took this loaf, this food, and did a mitzvah, so the Gan says, ach, it's halig. It has hashpon. You're eating things of Kedusha. You did a mitzvah. There's Dvarim Pshutim like that. Dvarim Pshutim. So physical. To me, that Rav Aaron, with his Midas Taivas and Balach Rayas, that he runs and builds and does the physical zachs, and it's a holier place. There'll be more siyata d'shmaya in such a building that he's involved in. It's these are pashut zachen. He's involved in the physical things. Then, of course, there's more. It has impact. There's dvarim pshutim like this. The Alter Nevardik, this is chsidish litvish just taira. Alaya niach tzadik reisha. Your tzadik impacts the physical. The Alter Nevardik speaks this out on the Gemara that Reb Chaya built he saved Torah Yisrael, and he like built it, he wrote the Svarim himself. The Alter speaks out that he was mashpi on the physical stuff. He wanted to do it himself. A person learns from those physical things, it has hashpa. Many, many tzaddikim and stories of Gedolim who were makbid things like this because a person's mashpi on the physical. So I wanted to thank Rav Aaron, thank Michiel, a reminder. It's important, it's coming up. I remind, I'm taking advantage of the dinner that we should support and come about it, but I wanted to thank Rav Aaron and Rav Michiel for all the work. It's tremendously appreciated. The hour is so late. We're singing the church. The hour is late. People are going to come home late to say, I don't know what happened. It turned from a Divrei Torah to a Leil Shishi. Okay, Eretz Yisrael happened. But there's much more I want to share. We won't get to everything for certain. But a guy asked the kasha today, a guy in yeshiva, I had such nachas, a guy by Tzvardei, and all asked the kasha. It's widely spoken about. The Sefer Chamya famous. By Tzvardei, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu screams out to Hashem by Yitzhak. Now the Bachar is so intelligent. It's a different language. Moshe's screaming. But I was so proud. Shloima Deutsch asked the kasha. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu's shrying. By Yitzhak is like in Tzaros, you scream, help, help. Klal Yisrael's by Yitzhak Tashem. You find by this Purim story, Tzaka Gedoyla, Moshe screaming, the Mitzrayim are being pulverized. He should, you know, come, he could have in Tashem by Yitzhak. He said, what's the shrying? He said, what did the tefillah look like? Yankiv, you mask him to the kasha, he's screaming. What's he so upset about? The Sifse Chum says like you. The Sifse Chum says the frogs were so loud. Yeah. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? So listen to what the Ger Rebbe said. Listen to what the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. I was Zaych in Eretz Yisrael. I had the Siyat of the Shmaya. I had the Siyat. Listen to what the Beis Yisrael says, Hudi. Yaakov, you saw the Sifsech. Yes, you said Yaakov? You were saying something else? The Sifsech Chacham says like you. Was that what he was saying? The Sifsech Chacham. You saw the Sifsech Chachamim? He's right. He was Chachamim. He's right. I want to tell you what the Ger Rebbe says. Yankiv said is Naira. The Ger Yankiv, your son's Chachamim Sifsech Chacham. Fantastic. Listen to what the Ger Rebbe said. The Ger Rebbe said. Again, the kash is Moshe Rabbeinu vayetzei Moshe Rabbeinu par vayitzak Moshe Hashem is screaming. Tzaka is like a tragedy, screaming something stark. Here, there's a good tzach, and the Mitzrayim are being pulverized. You want to daven l'toyves klai. So what's vayitzak? Where's the room for a tzaka? The Ger Rebbe said the Beis Yisrael. I was zeichet have a close shaykh to Avram Shmuel Levitz, who is one of the Mir Hashivas. Rav Ram Shmuel Levitz, as many Chashuvim in Chevron, he was very close to the Beis Yisrael. To the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael said, now I saw two places quoted, and each one quoted differently. The same verb. I did not hear it in the Beis Yisrael. I saw it in two Svarim. They literally, Rav Aaron, say the Pshat differently. I'm going to quote the Sefer, the same Ger Rebbe they're quoting. So somebody had it wrong. I'm going to say it, the one that made more sense to me. It's not Pashup Shat, but Gabriel, the Beis Yisrael, said, Vayetze Moshe Varmin Par, Vayetzek Moshe El Hashem, Al Dvar Atzvardim. Now he doesn't say he cried out. He says concerning the Tzvardim, Al Dvar Atzvardim. The Lashon, Rav Ezi and I noticed the Diyak. The Diyak's a Diyak even in Pshat. Doesn't say he cried out to remove the tzardim. He cried out concerning the tzardim. We noticed this diyk before we saw the Beis Yisrael. There's a diyk in the psukim. The Beis Yisrael said that he was screaming at Klal Yisrael. Now it does say v'yitzak Mashal Hashem. He says he cried out to Klal Yisrael concerning Hashem, and he says the Gemara psukim. Chananya Mishal Vazariah Maisa Nefesh, because they learn from the Tzvardim. Madach the Tzvardim, who are not Mitzvah and Kiddush Shemayim, are Maisa Nefesh, they went in the ovens. So we who are Mitzvah and Kiddush Shemayim, Shri Maisa Nefesh, they learned tremendous Messias Nefesh of Tzvardim. Says the Beis Yisrael, Maisha Rabbeinu saw what was going on. Vayitzak Maisha cried out, El Hashem, it's not Pashup Shat. But he cried out, telling Klal Yisrael concerning Avodas Hashem al Dvar Tzvardim. He gave Musa to Klal Yisrael. He said, Rabbi said, you see what the frogs are doing? And he called out to Klal Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael said that he pointed this out to Klal Yisrael. He wanted to make sure that we learned from the Tzvardim. That was the tzaka of Moshe Rabbeinu. Certainly in Pshat and the Psukim, I am left, I don't have a teretz. I'm bothered by what's the tzaka here? What is the tzaka that he's crying out This is a tremendous bracha. Now, I can understand any prayer, but tzaka sounds like, unless we have a long pshat in tzaka, tzaka sounds like some sort of tzar. You're calling out mitoicha tzar. There's no room for a tzaka. The Beis Yisrael says gishmak. Abim pshat, he's talking to Hashem, El Hashem. And I don't have a pshat. I saw many pshat in Bruat. I don't have a pshat. I don't have beautiful pshat said. In pshat, and I asked the chevra, a little homework on Shabbos, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem, what's the prayer to Hashem? Hashem should open our eyes. What's the tzak? Again, this prayer. And he davened on behalf of Paro, I have no kasha, the Shemayim. But Vayetta, there are other shyness of prayer. Sure, you could pray. He's praying on behalf of Paro. What's his sar, tzaka? It's a good tzach. Paro is suffering, he's a Russian. What's the room for a tzaka? Wow, that's a beautiful. It's interesting, the Lashonis. Iran's saying beautiful. It's funny, he says Al Dvar is a very good diuk. He wasn't crying this. Once this was here, he came with other prayers as well. Al Dvar, this was like this iris, a beautiful pshat. He came with other prayers as well. Beautiful pshat. In Vayitzak, maybe. That looks more carved. The Al-Dvar is unique, Lashonis. You could say it was davening for the Tzvardeh. It's unlikely, very unlikely. They were Mitzvah, Tzar, B'lechayim. I don't know if that's the room. Noam could be Ma'ayin. It's a very interesting Lashon of Tzaka in such a massive. The Mefarshim Shtel on it, I want to say something that I would like bet on. And I don't know. The Beis Yisrael said he was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. It's interesting. You have to work well what prayer is. The Beis Yisrael is learning pshat. He's not trying to be cute. He's saying prayer while he's praying. That he's playing the song. I have to think more what the Beis Yisrael is giving over. But he does say he was talking to Klal Yisrael, the Beis Yisrael. So then he's calling out to Hashem. He learned from the Tzvartim, like a level of connection to Hashem. Maybe in one of the places, maybe that's what the Beis Yisrael meant. He was crying to Hashem. In one of the places, quoting him, he was crying to the Yidden, but it says, El Hashem. Rav Ezi said he was serving Hashem. The cry to Hashem was like his own Osiris of closeness to Hashem. The only problem is the Tzaka. You're right, Naftali, like, what's the tzaka? So it's not answering the tzaka. There was like a type of service and closeness. I'm asking a kasha. I'm not presenting a gishmak. There are truths in, but we're allowed to have a kasha. We're allowed to apply for the kasha. I'm going to Shabbos session. They were doing damage. It says every makom is causing death. For sure, we're doing damage. It's right.